Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Ricketts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting third. The center fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ricketts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. White is hit by the pitch. Boyer moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Boyer moves to third. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ricketts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sadecki is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive to center field. Williams throws towards Beckert. Beckert fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Beckert. Ricketts moves to third. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ellsworth bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Javier covering, for the out. Bertel moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bertel scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Peña applying the tag. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Javier is 0-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ricketts is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ricketts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sadecki is 0-1 in the game. Sadecki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bertel is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ellsworth is 0-0 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Beckert is 0-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Flood is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brock is 0-2 in the game. Brock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grote is 0-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boyer is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0-1. White is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Peña is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Santo is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Shannon is 0-2 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ricketts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ricketts hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Banks reaches second base with a double. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Clemens reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Clemens scores. Bertel moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to second for the out. Bertel moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood strikes out. One out. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Groat is 0 for 3 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Altman takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks takes first base on ball four. Altman moves to second. Steve Carlton now pitching. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Altman scores. It's 7-1, Cubs. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clemens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Clemens hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boyer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Shannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyer tags and scores. One out. It's 7-2, Cubs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Javier reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Ed Spezio pinch hits for Dave Ricketts. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Phil Galeano pinch hits for Steve Carlton. Phil Galeano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Galeano hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.